Blog Talk Radio.
We in the streets, and that's Texas. Who gonna win tonight? Let's go. Well, you know, we having a little technical difficulty right now, you know what I mean? I'm in Jerry's World out here on the block, and we got Ro back at the spot in the studio. But what the deal, world? We got a lot going on. And the national championship game is the only thing that's going on tonight.
Street nigga, man. Street nigga. You street nigga, bro? Street nigga, bro. Street nigga, man. Street nigga. Hello. Street nigga. Street nigga. All my life I've been thugging. Heavily influenced by niggas that ain't got nothing. And these hoes don't want no square. They want a nigga that's hustling. Even though squares be having just as much paper than niggas hustling. But it's me she loving. Because I'm heckin' known and I'm hella famous on my soul. You can find me at my mama's house with a bottle of crap.
We back. Sorry about that, world. But, bro, I've been kicking it in Dallas, man. I see you doing your thing down there in Phoenix. I told you I was getting out of here. We're going to talk a little bit about this game, the keys to winning. Who surprised you? Who did their thing in the Final Four? And let me ask you this, world. What's going on with the Pacers? They benched Roy Hibbert last night. He only had 23 points in the first half. Also, what's up with the Twitter beef back in my hometown between Kyrie Irving and Josh Flash Gordon? We're going to get into all of that. But before we do that, let me say what the deal. Good evening to my co-host and producer, Cellmane T-Row. What the deal, baby?
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. It's Championship Monday, man. I want to apologize to the world, man. Look, technical difficulties. You know how to do when the online services don't want you to get with it, man. Sometimes it'll take you to the back door. So we going to run it like we run it. Won't say what's up to the world. Man, I'm ready to check out this game. Who you got, Kentucky or UConn? Or you just going for the team in blue? Either way, it don't matter. It's going down by 5 minutes. I can't wait to watch this game, man. We up in the studio. You know what it is. Man, big ups to everybody checking us out on the web. You stream. You know what it is. What's up with it, Mr. AJ? Big ups to everybody out there, man. Has been having a good weekend, man, checking out these games and, you know, enjoying what's going on. So, L Boogie and the rest of y'all folks down there in Texas land, man, y'all be careful, man, because I know it's going to be some gunshots being fired off tonight because that team in blue that win, oh, it's going down. You know it's 80,000. Oh, it might set another record. I heard they broke a record Saturday with how many people showed up to the game, 79,000 plus. Woo! Can it be more than 79 tonight? We gonna see. Oh, I can't wait for it, L Boogie. Let's get to it. What do you want to talk about first?
Well, let's talk about the two games, the Final Four games that were played first, and then we'll talk about who do you got and your reasonings why. So, you know, let me ask you this, bro. The first game on the marquee was Florida and UConn. Florida came out, bust them in the mouth early, had an early lead. They were up 12. And then all of a sudden, the kid, DeAndre Daniels, comes out of nowhere and light them up, gets them back in the game. And then Boatwright and Napier did do what they do. As far as defense, they look like Kevin Ollie out there playing defense. And held down the fort, you know. And I just got to give them credit. Now, let me ask you this. Were you surprised? Because I was. I have Florida to win that game. But were you surprised?
No, I wasn't surprised at all. I wasn't surprised at all. What happened was is that, like I mentioned before that game even took place, was that Florida had their revenge factor on their mind. And you saw when the game first started, they wanted to hit everything, but they couldn't. And it was just a bad time for the Florida Gators to have the day that they had. You know, but big ups to UConn. I'm going to say this. UConn just looked like the team to beat instead of Florida. It was just that UConn has been here before. A lot more different than Florida. Florida made it through three Elite Eights and then finally to the Final Four, but they never been in the Final Four or the final game with that crew. And Shabazz has. Him and Boatwright been there. So, you know, I'm going to give it to UConn. It didn't surprise me at all. I loved it. And Shabazz is going to do it again. So I hope you got your seatbelts on, because this guard play about to be ridiculous this evening.
You talk about guard play. It is. It really is. I'm not understanding the situation with Florida and how they tried to attack Napier and Boatwright. I think they went about it all wrong. But that kid Boatwright, I must say, he makes some bad decisions. He makes up for it with intensity and defense, and you can't keep a kid like that on the bench when he's doing things like that. So he's a good combination guard for Napier. He's what Napier needs. He takes a little defensive pressure off Napier, so to speak. So he guards the other team's hardest guard at that particular time, most of the time, so until the end of the game, and then Napier will start guarding him. But I must say, though, Ro, these booty holes got tight. Adversity, oh, my goodness. When adversity comes, how are you going to react?
Yeah,
like the great Skip Price.
Florida just picked a bad day to have, you know, the shooting night that they had, 3-for-11. You know, Welbekin only ended up with 4 points. You know, yeah, that'll bring you to tears at the post-conference table. You know what I mean? You got to be on point, man. It's March Madness. We just made it to April. You got to come on with the big dog stuff. You can't be messing around. Now you go see what these young boys do. This is what you should have did, Florida, but it's all right. You got the lead coming.
And see, the masterful thing that, you know, me and, you know, first of all, peace, shout out to Heaven OU. I was talking to the OG scorekeeper over the weekend, and we were discussing Kevin Ollie. And the situation with Kevin Ollie being able to learn from guys like Larry Brown and, you know what I mean, coach, you know, the great coach at UConn, sitting on the bench watching games, developing plays. You saw them running pick and roll NBA plays against Florida. And those guys want to win for Kevin Ollie. It's not about X's and O's. It's about your attitude and trusting the system. And that takes us to our next game, Ro. Kentucky, woo, and Wisconsin. And you keep talking about them Harrison twins. But it's only one that's performing.
Oh, get out of here.
It's only one that's performing.
His brother gave him the ball, which was an assist for him to hit the game-winning shot on all the shots that boy did hit. So get ready for it.
Bro, we in the streets. And we know sometimes an assist can be a bailout pass, too.
Hey, like the coach told me, it goes down in the stat book whether you like it or not. So I'll take it.
Yeah, but I tell you what, we'll see tonight. They need both guys to play well, to take some pressure off, because, you know, let's give Kentucky credit. They're big men. They're efficient. They do what they need to do for UConn to win, and that's play defense. They stifle teams. I'm looking at the stats, and they stifle teams. Teams are averaging 58 points a game in a tournament against UConn.
Not tonight. I will say this. It's going to be a good game down low in that front court. Them boys are really going to be battling. And I know this is going to turn out to be a great game, man, because I must say this. Since the Sweet 16, this whole tournament, I'm going to take that back. This whole tournament, I have really seen some great games played in this tournament, man. And it's so cool to see, man, watching these young guys give it all they got. And these games are like, you winning by five, you winning by two, you winning by 0.4 on the clock, 2.6 on the clock. That's what I'm talking about. That's what it always comes down to, man. And it's coming down to that again. Another great close into an NCAA season. I got them boys from Kentucky doing the thing, winning by two, high-scoring game. Don't be surprised if you get close to the 100. Man, I got them twins. Let's go, Hazen. We got to get it in this evening. And give it to the big dog, Mr. One and Done. You know about six of them going out after this one. So get ready. Watch them One and Done boys go nuts.
Wow. And the crazy thing about it is that they play within themselves, and you see them growing. And that's that. Like I said, it's something that I call, and I want to say this, you know, got a tweet, you know what I'm saying? I follow those guys from the sports officials, you know, and one of the hosts, he said that talent, you know, overcomes all. But that's not the case. One NFL athlete told me, and we came up with this saying, one of my closest friends, attitude before skill. Because if you don't have the attitude to trust and just let go and hone your skill, that talent is nothing. Because let's just think, you play ball, just think, you played in city schools playing against a whole bunch of Caucasian guys, and you're like, oh, man, we're going to whoop them. And at the end of the game, that team has won because of their attitude. They might not be man for man better than you, like UConn. They're not man for man better than those other teams, but their attitude and their buy-in to the system that Coach Calhoun and Coach Ali has nurtured there, and it's growing. Thing we're going to say before we, you know, go to the break, and I'm going to say this, Ro, the street question of the night. And, you know, like you said, we're coming to the wind down, and, you know, of the NCAA tournament. I'm just going to ask the street question of the night. Which game was the most entertaining game of the tournament this year? Which game? Because it was a lot of them. The most overtimes. 3 out of 4, 5-12 seeds knocked. It's a 7 and an 8 seed playing for the national championship. This can't happen in college football. You can't be a 7 or an 8 seed and win the national championship in football. That's why you gotta love college basketball. And like I said, I know you smell the money.
Right.
AT&T, Jerry, I know you're getting the bread, baby. You broke a record. There's nothing wrong with college basketball, I see. So, Ro, I posed the question to you. don't have to bring it up or say anything right now, but I just posed a question to you. Who and what and when were you when you saw the best college basketball game in the tournament this year? Which game you thought was the best one? But before you answer that question, you got to tell me who's your winner of tonight's championship game.
I told you, dog. I'm running with them cats, man. It's all about the University of Kentucky, man. You can't go wrong by picking a team that wears blue. You know what I mean? So it's going to go down, and I just got Kentucky. No disrespect to UConn and Coach Kevin Ali. I love Shabazz Napier. I love DeAndre Daniels, number two for the University of UConn, man. Those are the guys that really have the University of UConn where they are. I have Kentucky. I just like my freshmen, man. It's just something about the freshman class. You know how it was when you was a freshman going into a new environment. You wanted to show what you were about. And look at what these guys have done. And like you said, a 7th and 8th seed would have never been able to do this in football. But guess what? That's why we call it March Madness. Because a 7th and an 8th seed can make it to the championship game on a Monday night, have 80,000 people in the stands cheering for you as you do your thing. The most exciting game, I'm only going to pick one, and I'm going to tell you, the most exciting game that I saw that I'm going to put out there for everybody to hear is this one. It was the very first game of the very first day of the tournament. Dayton versus Ohio State. There's no way that I would. I didn't have Dayton on my bracket. I had them on one of my upset brackets, but I mean, I did not have Dayton on that list to go as far as they did. And the very first game of the very first day, L Boogie, turned me out, and it showed me that, man, what I was thinking when I was making my bracket the night before, it ain't going to be a good one. You know what I mean? And it just wasn't me, because after the first day, out of 11 million brackets, it was no perfect bracket. So you know what I'm saying? It wasn't just me. So there were a lot of great games. You can choose any way you want to. But mine happened the very first game of the very first day. Me and you sitting in the man cave in the studio, taking notes, and the unthinkable happened. OMG. But yeah, that's for me, Pimpin. I just don't get it. But there's a hell of a lot of games to choose from for you to, you know, make your choice.
I'm going to run down some to you right quick. And I'm going to say this before we go to the break. There's a couple things that they got to do, Kentucky. A couple things they got to do, Ro. They got to corral all that jazz. Shabazz Napier, you know what I mean? And they got to do something with DeAndre Daniels. Man, let me give you a stat. In the regular season, Mr. Dre Daniels from Compton, California, he averaged 12.5, and his field goal percentage was 43.4. Guess what it is in the tournament? 17.6 and 46.4%. You know what I mean? And let me tell you this before we go to the break. This is what you gotta have in the tournament, and I'm gonna tweet this to my man Nilly Neal. You gotta have attitude as much as aptitude. You know what I mean? So you know, the streets is talking, baby. 347-855-8896, and I'm out here, man. I'm in North Park on the left, the spot. I'm making my way up to Jerry's World to sit in the second half of the game, probably the last 10 minutes once we get off the air. You know what I mean? So I do have it DVR'd so I can see the first half of the game.
That's what it is, man. And a quick shout-out, man. Happy birthday to my son's birthday, man. Junior's birthday was yesterday, April 6th, man. Big ups to you, Trey Jr. And then a special happy birthday shout-out to my sister-in-law, man. Her birthday today, Sis Fred. What's the deal, baby, down there in Dallas? You know how we getting it in. She the most chocolate around town with my sister-in-law. You know that's how we get down, boy. April got a lot of birthdays. We got another one coming up Friday, boy. Can't wait to tell you who birthday it is on Friday.
No doubt. Big shout-out, Global Network One. And, you know, like I said, I want to give a big shout-out to No Strings Attached Magazine. You know what I mean? I just want to give them a shout-out. You know, I've just connected your boy. I'm going to have a sports section, a couple articles on their magazine and on their blog. So make sure you get with me on that. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Waking on the raining, my nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That niggas take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Bonds. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. Up streets is talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. You see me with a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clock in. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply two dogs for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, when the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Yo, I see my first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress will take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parka, extra cautious now. Hit a 6-seed up, you fell at it, you dent. I get word through the street like Bell and a Sprint. I feel a vibe, then I hear the rumors. But fuck it, I'm still alive and I'm still in June. I know, staff for law, niggas wanna press me.
put my back to the wall. For pressure bust pipes, I know I faster y'all. To know me, to love me, you see me, can't be me, haters. Fuck you, I got guns like Neo and Matrix. Cross the family, think Mac sweet like Cairo. A soft like Plato, get knocked off like Fredo. Cool to y'all, they find you with a hole in your dome. I roll with niggas that'll follow you and go to your home. Thought you ball, but nigga, you fall to my defense. Catch you while you reaching. Clip you, then I cross you, then I leave him. Apply four-court pressure like 4-4 cards. Get you out of here. Pull pressure to the trigger. Bullets flying threes. You forever rest under bullshit. Dirt lies and leaves. I do bullshit. Dirt tell lies and leaves. Look at my eyes, real lies and beams. Niggas wanna despise the team. To our playhead coach and straight up divide their team. Trade their man for some pies and a couple of things. To the...
Yeah. We back. It's the streets is talking, man. You know it. Championship Monday. Got the University of Kentucky and the University of UConn going at it. And ooh-wee, if you thought this was a game, wait till tomorrow night when the girls go at it. When two undefeated teams and the University of UConn go up against the University of Notre Dame. First time ever, Elba, that two undefeated girls team will meet up in the championship. And not just only that, but UConn, stop doing what you're doing. You just can't keep having two teams in championship game, man. Come on, you got the men and the women in the championship game this year. Cut it out. I know you smell the money.
And, Ro, I got to say this. Because you did say University of Kentucky, I'm going to go with UConn because I got a little tweet today, and one of my ex-ball players, he said, man, Kevin Ollie, that looked like you, Coach Meeks. So I got to go with old Kevin Ollie, man.
Yeah, there you go. You know, I just been dropping jewel, you know. Kevin Ollie, straight repping L.A. West Coast, you know, taking the East Coast team to the championship down south. Now, how is that work all the way around for you, huh?
Man, they just don't know. At the bottom of the hour, when we hit the top of the hour at about 7:15, we're going to have another cellmate come in. Man, Jewel's the G. He gonna hit us with some of his jewels, you know what I mean, what's on his mind. We done messed around and got him out of, you know what I mean, he was in the hole and been in the hole for a minute. So we gonna make sure we get his take on a couple things, you know what I mean. So, but Ro, let me ask
yes,
you
sir.
This. We got a tweet beef in my hometown between Kyrie Swervin' Irvin and your boy, Josh Flash Gordon. Can you tell the world what's going on with that? And I got some thoughts I want to say about that. But we'll go ahead and tell the world what you know, some information that you retrieved.
See, it's all because of Stephen A. and Skip. See, this wouldn't have never happened if Josh Gordon would have never been on First Take. Last week, Josh Gordon was on First Take, and you know, the question was asked, you know, what do you think about what's going on with the Cleveland Cavaliers? And, you know, your boy Josh Gordon, you know, he kept it real, and he didn't say nothing too wild. He said, this is my opinion. There are two alpha males in a locker room that need to figure out how to get it done. Now, Josh Gordon also stated that he and Deion Waiters live in the same building. You know what I mean? So he kicks it with Deion every day. So this is what he need. He said that me and Deion Waiters, we kick it every day, so I know what's going on. These guys just need to try to figure out a way to get it together in the locker room. So Kyrie must have saw First Take, and he sent the tweet and said, yo, man, Josh Gordon, mind your own business. This has nothing to do with you. This is between the Cavaliers. And then he made the mistake of putting at the end of the tweet Do you still play for the Browns? Hold up, Kyrie. The dude only had 200-yard-plus games in one season. What the? What? Yeah, he played for the Browns. You better start turning your TV on. You man, look. So now the beef is gone Twitter-wide, but it didn't really go as deep as I thought it was, and I'm glad. These two just shared about 2 tweets apiece, and then that's been it. But the 2 tweets have gone viral. See, that's what's wrong with society and our media today. You just want to focus on some BS. That ain't nothing. Me and you done arguing over some stuff way tighter than that.
I'm very appalled at the situation. And then I didn't like the things that Kyrie said on some of the tweets. And I'm going to read a couple of the things that he said on the tweet, bro. He said this. Sick to my stomach with all these rumors and accusations. Can I play without media guessing at my life and putting BS out for headlines? Let me send you a tweet, Kyrie. And my agent gonna get in touch with your agent, and you know we follow each other anyway on the tweet, on the Twitter anyway. Let me tweet you this: you're a superstar in the NBA. It comes with the territory. You signed up for this. You are now on my CBG team, Crybaby Gangster. You are now officially on my team. Are you kidding me? Come on, man. It's going to happen. You're going through growing pains.
I'm being a sucker.
And Josh Gordon, listen to this, bro. He's minding his business. Let I remind you this too, Kyrie. Cleveland is a football town. They can care less. You see what happened when LeBron left. They won a Super Bowl. That's what they want, a Super Bowl. So you coming, getting all upset and frantic and tweeting these things and people, and you want people to have sympathy for you? They don't. They're buying your jersey. They're buying beers and popcorn and Ciroc, and all those things to come see number two perform. They don't care about all that other stuff, and they're going to talk about it if you don't. I can't believe it.
Damn right we're going to talk about it. Everybody going to talk about it. We don't care about you. Shouldn't have let that dude sucker punch you in your eye.
And the thing about it also is, listen to this, Josh Gordon, honestly, you shouldn't have said anything about it. You should have just said, hey, that's between those guys. They have to work that out. But the Bermuda's hitting with two alpha dog personalities. I think that's what got Kyrie a kind of little, you know, he caught a sucker attack. Yeah, he caught a sucker attack. He got a little perturbed. So I'm very, you know what I'm saying, it tickles me to hear those things. And then you also, you know, you got your boys up in Indiana with grumblings. They sat Roy Hibbert out the last, you know what I'm saying, the second, the third, and fourth quarter of last night's blowout at home and got booed by the home crowd. You wonder what's going on up in Indianapolis. You got Roy Hibbert talking about you got selfish dudes in the locker room. It's just mysterious how when they traded Danny Granger or released him, it all went downhill. It all went downhill. Then you got Lance Stevenson. He's running his mouth, talking stuff. For what, Lance? For what? You just need to play and get your money at the end. I know you smell the money.
El Puggy, I must say this about Indiana. I'm not going to say that I'm going to put them on the back burner so fast just yet, but I'm going to say this. I am kind of concerned about how they're playing right now because this is shocking to me. They started the season off so hard and so hot, like they were going to be the team to beat. And then when you get to the last 2 weeks of the season, you just all of a sudden just now you have problems with one another. I don't understand. This is when you need to become a better team than what you were in the regular season. We always talking about what happens in the playoffs. We don't care about regular season. But I think these guys have gotten to a point where they're tired of being hunted. You know, I don't think they like being hunted the way that the rest of the league goes after them. Because for them to be number one all season long and then wait for the last 4 or 5 games to let Miami finally get a game ahead of you, yeah, Miami going to win the championship because they about to take over home court. And then Indiana, we all know Indiana can't do 7 games in Miami. Man, Indiana, you make me upset. Now you got everybody talking about bring Larry Bird down. Man, Larry Bird, don't you come down there out of that press box. Stay your ass up there in that press box, homie. Don't you become a coach on that sideline, man. They're going to embarrass you, man. I just don't get it, LB.
Straight.
Just don't. Is that it?
The thing, like I keep saying, they don't have a point guard to put everybody in their place to get things done, to get easy buckets. One thing we know about big man, if you get him easy buckets, he'll rebound for you. He'll make it easy for you. He'll block a shot. But if you don't, and he's just running up and down the court, and I have to say this, Frank Vogel, he made a good point about, you know, Roy playing all, you know what I'm saying, all the games that have been played this year. He looks worn down because he's 7'2". I must say this. If you're going to do that, have him wearing a suit. Do like San Antonio, 2 per game. You know what I mean? Take 2 guys out, put them in suits. Next game, take 2 guys out of the starting lineup, put them in suits, and, you know, vice versa. Reciprocate the lineup.
You got to take a page out of. I was going to say, you got to take a page out of Pop's playbook sometime.
Yeah, you got to. And if you don't, you know, look what Miami's doing with D-Wade quietly. They're resting him like Robert Horry back in the day.
Keeping him rested. Put the ice on them knees.
Man, it's frenzy.
Hell, Boogie, you know what I've been seeing a lot? You know what I've been seeing during the whole month of March?
I'm listening.
It's been a lot of tears, Flair. It's been a lot of tears, Flair. You know we got to go to a commercial, man.
Man, we got to go to a commercial. And after we come back from the commercial, we're going to get into the asylum. Hear what some people are talking about and how they viewing the game so far. I'm out here, man. I'm with Skeeter Mo, and he's doing a couple of things right now. He, you know what I mean? So we just, you know, chilling. We're going to get up there to, you know, Jerry's World. But, yeah, I'm in Texas on y'all. 347-855-8896. BlogTalkRadio.com, category sports. Search box, the streets is talking. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Hey, yo, Raw, let's go, man. I can't wait to get into the asylum. I don't know what's going on in the studio, but we sponsored by the streets. I'm on Hampton, about to get on the 20, man, to go up to Jerry's World. got to be more careful. Oh, yeah. It's going down in the streets. And when we get back, I'm going to ask Ro, give me a score. But I can always, you know, give me a score from the streets. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so we looking pretty good. Predictions are, you know, what they're going to be, and we will see. We in the streets with your boy L Boogie T-Row, and we're going to have a special guest, and that's Juelz the G at the top of the hour, no doubt. We back. I don't know what's going on, but I'm looking at people faces. I see UConn people faces, and I see Kentucky people faces. And it looks like UConn is Woody right now. I don't even have to get a score check. 26-12. Give me timeout. I mean, sorry, 26-15. It is a TV timeout. I'm on it. You know why I'm on it? Because we in the streets. Definitely got to go to a commercial. I got to get to a spot. It's raining. It's thunderstorming. I got to get to an area. So until I get to an area, we got to go to a commercial.
Back in elementary, I thrived on misery. Left me alone, I grew up amongst a dying breed. Inside my mind, couldn't find a place to rest. Until I got that thug life tatted on my chest. Tell me, can you feel me? I'm not living in the past, you wanna last. Be the first to blast, remember Cato. No longer with us, he's deceased. Call on the sirens, seen him murdered in the streets. Now rest in peace, is there heaven for a G? Remember me, so many homies in the cemetery. Shed so many tears.
I suffered through the years and shed so many tears.
Lord,
I lost so many tears and shed so many tears.
Now that I'm struggling in this business by any means, label me greedy, getting green, but seldom seen. And fuck the world, cause I'm cursed. I'm having visions of leaving here in the hearse. God, can you feel me? Take me away from all the pressure and all the pain. Show me some happiness again. I'm going blind. I spend my time in the cell. Ain't living well. I know my destiny is hell. But did I fail? My life is in denial. And when I die, baptized in eternal fire, shed so many tears.
Lord, I suffered through the years and shed so many tears.
Lord,
I lost so many tears and shed so many tears.
Now I'm lost and I'm weary, so many tears. I'm suicidal, so don't stand near me. My every move is a calculated step to bring me closer to embracing early death. Now there's nothing left. There was no mercy on the streets. I couldn't rest. I'm barely standing, about to go to peace and screaming peace. And though my soul was deleted, I couldn't see it. I had my mind full of demons trying to break free. They planted seeds and they hatched, sparking the flame inside my brain like a match. Such a dirty game. No memories, just the misery. Painting a picture of my enemies killing me in my sleep. Well, I survive till the morning to see the sun. Please, Lord, forgive me for my sins, cause here I come.
Lord, I suffered through the years and shed so many tears.
God,
I lost so many tears.
And Lord knows I tried. Been a witness to homicide. Drive-by, taking lives, little kids die. Wonder why as I walk by. Brokenhearted as I glance at the chalk line, getting high. This ain't the life for me, I wanna change. But ain't no future right for me, I'm stuck in the game. I'm trapped inside a maze. See the Tangeray influence me, they're getting crazy. Disillusioned lately, I've been really wanting babies. So I can see a part of me that wasn't always shady. Don't trust my lady, cause she's a product of this poison. I'm hearing noises, think she's fucking on my boys. Can't take no more, I'm falling to the floor. Begging for the Lord to let me into heaven's door. Shed so many tears.
Lost so many kids and shed so many tears.
That's for all the teams that aren't playing. I know you shedded a lot of them. You was a homicide. Dead, I said. Hey, I want to give a shout out to Manhattan. They brought the coach back. Did they bring him back, Ro?
Pending that he graduated from the University of Kentucky this semester. If he can go ahead and get it done, because I told you he was only about 5 credits away from graduating and just, you know, tried to do the two-step on us and pull the one-eyed Willie on us, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's I'm glad for him, and hopefully he'll get that degree here in the next 2 or 3 months and, you know, retain his job. But until he gets that degree, Manhattan did say that they would bring him back and just make sure you had that degree in your hand.
That's blessed, blessed, blessed. So that's what he should have did in the first place. He tried to ride it out. You know you want to be at the top of your game. Don't you want to be better? Don't you want to get to the next level? They're going to look at your resume.
You know what I mean? Hey, big ups to Coach Kelvin Sampson, man. You remember Coach Kelvin Sampson over in Indiana? They got that had the 5-year ban from the college game Oklahoma, my bad. From Oklahoma.
And Indiana, he coached at both schools.
Right, right. That's what I thought. Yeah, so, you know, but this dude has been hired on as the University of Houston's coach after serving his time and being the assistant coach for the Oklahoma City Thunder the last 6-7 years. So he's coming back into the college game, man, so big ups to him for you know, coming back in. And then big ups, man. You remember Coach Nolan Richardson, man, from Arkansas, and your boy Coach Kerry Williams from the University of Maryland. These two big dog coaches, man, have been elected to the Basketball Hall of Fame for class of 2014, dog. That's what I'm talking about. Not only do the great players get in, but you got to have them great coaches who help them get to that next level, get into the league or into this new Hall of Fame. You know what I mean, L Boogie? That's what I'm talking about, dog.
Deservedly so. Was it right behind John Thompson as the next African-American to win a men's national championship? I want to give it to him.
Yeah, that he's talking about Coach Nolan Richardson from the University of Arkansas back in the day who had that running killer squad, man. You know, big time.
40
big
minutes
time.
Of hell.
Yeah, buddy. And shame for him, the former forward for Louisville, man. They suspended him December 30th, man. They can't, you know, but this fool got caught with the he got caught with that good tweed. And then, man, look at here. I don't know what his status going to be for the next year at Louisville. He might need to transfer, you know what I'm saying? But we going to see, you know what I mean? But, yeah, there's just a couple of college news, you know what I'm saying? And, L Boogie, before we get into the asylum, this is the first year since 1979 that there has not been at least a 3-seed in the final game, dog. Woo-wee! History everywhere, boy. March Madness, you got to love it, baby.
Hold on. That's a good one. But before we get into the assignment, since we street sweeping, the Big Dummy Award for tonight goes to Dante Cunningham. He's sending out terrorists attack text to his girlfriend, and I don't understand what is on his mind. You big dummy. He's sending out text to his girlfriend, terrorist attack text. Kidding me? No wonder he's been held in jail with no bond.
With no bail.
No bail.
I'm going to strap a bomb to your chest, and you're going to explode. Hey, I got another one, you big dummy. Toronto Raptors center, Johannes Vasilunas, the little dude, though, the big dude that been doing big things down there in Toronto, helping them get in the playoffs. This fool got charged with a DUI line or earlier this morning, right after they got done playing the game. He out there in Canada thinking he can get drunk off that German beer. And, yep, got pulled over. You big dummy, not before the playoffs.
You big dummy. It's going to be a big distraction for Toronto going in. And later on in the show, that was something I was going to talk about with the NBA on new faces that are getting into the playoffs. But, Ro, before we, you know what I'm saying, get back into the, you know what I'm saying, the program, let's get into some callers, man. Who we got coming in?
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. We got to go to our big brother who's been missing in action for the last few weeks, man. You know, since he didn't open that restaurant, man, things are just moving faster than fast. You know what I mean? So he got places to be every week. So we glad that he was able to catch up with us and call in this evening. So, yo, Chef, man, what you got cooking on the menu this evening, man?
Controversy. That's what I got cooking. What's up with the streets, man? What's going on, L Boogie T, Ro? What's up, Joel? What's up?
What's up with it,
baby?
How you doing this evening?
Man, listen, man, you know I've been MIA for a couple days, man. What, I missed like two shows? Man, listen,
two
man.
Two shows. That's like a month for you.
Man, listen, man. You know, it's only one thing. Well, it's two things in this world that can be proven, and it's scientific and it's math. And if y'all go back, man, to the beginning, I told the streets something, man. I told the streets that I'm guaranteeing we would not have no number one seeds. We would not have no big schools in this national championship. Y'all thought I was crazy. Then I went on and said, in the Elite Eight in the Final Four, who would have, what division, what did I say, SEC? Did I say the SEC? Did I say that? I know I said that. Now, man, you know, I'm just.
You said the SEC, but that's, but I'm going to intervene for a second. Yes, you said the SEC, but we're not going to talk about, it's not on the strength of the conference, it's on the strength of the individual team. Let's be honest.
I'm
if we go
this,
top
though,
to bottom, the SEC.
Let's be honest. I never had Florida winning anything. Never. Never. They whooped my boys last time we met. They whooped my boys. They embarrassed them in football and basketball. I hated Florida since then. I hate the Warriors. I hate their son.
When they beat Ohio State, and for the national championship in football and basketball, you hated them since then.
It's beef, man. It's war, violence, and cruel, and I'm going abuse. It's beef, man. It's beef. But we not, you know, it's not the time or the place to talk about how much I hate Florida. But it's time to tell y'all, man, that we're watching two underdog teams that went through a lot of controversy. Well, Kentucky have went through a lot of controversy this year. We are witnessing why that college basketball is so exciting. Any given day, a team can come up off the uprising and shock the world. You have made a great point in the beginning of the show. You said we cannot witness this in football. So as us watching the Alabamas and the Auburns and Oregon's, like, is there are the greatest schools in college football? Can we honestly say that without sitting up per second against ourselves? Like, can we honestly say that if they just go against Arizona on any given Saturday or a Friday or whatnot, can they be upset? Is it called an upset, or is it called a better team just having the leverage that day? I don't know, but I'm loving what I'm seeing because guess what? I am and still is currently is an underdog, and I am prevailing just like Kentucky and UConn is prevailing. So, man, I'm just happy to see what I see. Let's talk in the street. Let's go.
Let me intervene also. Even though Kentucky is an 8 seed, They were preseason number one. I just wanted to throw that out there. Coming into the year and coming into the season, they were preseason ranked number one on everybody's poll. But let me ask you this, Chef.
Yes, sir.
What do you think about the tweet beef that's going on between your boy Swervin Irvin and Flash Gordon?
I'm gonna say one thing, man, and it's gonna sum it all up, man. Kyrie Irving, you have done nothing for the Cleveland Cavaliers. You have done everything for self. We have seen you at your. Can we honestly say we've seen Swervin Irvin in his best? The best game you have ever played ever in your lifetime was last year during the All-Star weekend. So you proved a lot then. But let's talk about Josh Gordon. Josh Gordon have all the rights and everything else to say what he says. Because it's a lot going on, and they trying to hide the fact. You know, once if both, matter of fact, let's take 2007 season, 2008 NFL season, when the Browns was what 8-8, and they was like one game out of the playoffs, and then we know we had LeBron taking over everything. You see how the city was just, you see how crazy, man, it was frenzied out there, man. When two of the same top 10, and the Indians came right back and made the playoffs, and then they lose to Boston that year, L?
Yes, they did.
You see how all three teams was working in co-assign with each other? It was winners. They was winners. So I don't think Josh Gordon is going out of his lane. Like, I believe that, if anything, he's trying to say that it is a problem, and let's get this understood and fixed, because guess what? We're going to start this off, and y'all going to finish it. So I just think, man, Kyrie Irving, y'all want no smoke. Stop faking for the Twitter people. You come from Duke. Josh Gordon, man, listen, all right.
What do you think about the Pacers losing pace for the home court advantage in the Eastern Conference?
Did y'all see what I seen last night? Can we be honest?
Yes, I saw it. Yeah, please be honest.
Roy Hibbert was about to cry. Can I really get real street real quick?
Come on, get real with it, baby. I missed you.
This whole nigga was on the bench, got his towel wrapped around his head, and he was ready to cry. You 7 foot. Man, I can't get that straight. But listen, what I seen last night was unacceptable, and your style of playing as your coach benching you, he should have benched you a long time ago. If that is the answer, and to get all these things outside your head, in there to let you know that you have to be that man in that team, that's what's going to happen. Because guess what? Playoff is in literally, what, 11 days, 12 days off? And it's about to get real crazy. It's about to get real crazy. And guess what? We have no time for crybabies. LeBron James never cries in the playoffs. Let's be honest. You are the stars of the team, Roy Hibbert. The team surrounds you. You are the mental toughness. You protect that rim, which means is if you're crying and you having a mental breakdown out there, that means the rest of your team is weak, which means is after the game, David West or maybe Luis Scola might go upside your head. You never know. I'm just being honest. You guys might go upside your head because you crying. Come on, man. I ain't respecting that. I respect
also,
that. Can I say this, though, right before
ahead.
You say something? I feel
yes,
that Indiana popping the Miami Heat. Street.
You what?
Wow.
Still.
You what?
Indiana Pacers popping Miami Heat in Miami 7-game series.
They ain't going to even make it that far.
How you know?
They going downhill real fast. And what's going to happen is that they can't flip that switch on and off like Miami, dog. That's one thing they can't do. And we see it right now that they turned it into a bag of suckers.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Hey, Chef, this Joel the G, man. What's happening?
What's up, player?
Oh, man, you know, just hanging on, man. I had to chime in, man, because I couldn't agree with you more.
Oh,
on the Indiana Pacers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know what these dudes chewing on down here. But, you know,
I wish I was in the studio with those guys, man. I'm out here in Dallas, and we finally got Juelz in the studio.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Indiana got it like crochet, man. Indiana got it like crochet, man. They got it sold up.
Sold up. Man,
I don't know what you guys are doing, dope or dog food. I don't know which one. Because as I'm just looking, and we always say we're looking at the eye test, and I'm just looking at it. Now, we hope that they catch fire because you have games. See, it ain't like NCAA tournament where you won and done. You got a couple games to catch fire. It could be just that one game that gets you going. But they better get a game that gets them going or a mark that gets them going. But I keep trying to tell you guys, even Mario Chalmers is solid. You need a solid point guard. See, even with Dwayne Wade out, they still have a solid point guard. George Hill is not that guy. Now, we know that they have a guy, Mr. Watts, C.J. Watts. He's hurt right now with a hamstring injury. He's been nursing that injury for the last 15 games. But I still don't see where Evan Turner helps them. I still don't see it. And all the bickering.
So do you see what Danny Granger did last year?
Listen, you needed Danny Granger just for that old school guy in the locker room to keep everything together for a situation like this, to go up one of their heads. You need Danny Granger to go upside their heads. David West better take on that responsibility. And I think that Paul George is getting too cool out there. He's Cadillacing it too much.
Mm-hmm. I agree. But guess what?
What do you think about New York being down two games now of Atlanta? You think Atlanta's got that spot sold up?
Can I be all of it honest?
I'm waiting.
Yeah.
Now, who cares? You're the only person in that cares, L Boogie. I am not no Knickerbocker friend. I don't care anyway. Carmelo is gone next year. LeBron may be coming in. I do not care. My calf is a game right behind your Knickerbockers. I no longer cares. I don't care.
So,
who cares?
Okay, let's move on
right
there.
All I care about right now is San Antonio and Oklahoma City, and all I care is about Miami and Indiana.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Are you impressed with Kevin Durant's streak?
Ooh. Man, he's smoking Joe right now. Man, what's that one? What's the one game we used to play when we was kids? Well, L Boogie, you was an OG back then. So you were the kid. You was OG. You was. what's that one game? He's on fire. He's heating up.
Jams, man. I remember.
Man.
202.
Man. Oh, but guess what? I'm going to tell y'all, you know, I've been talking to one of my snitches. Well, he ain't no snitch. This man no basketball like this, like every bone in his body, man. He told me this. He said he does not fear my San Antonio Spurs. He says the only team he fears as him being an Oklahoma City Thunder fan is the Phoenix Suns. How do y'all feel about that?
Bad matchup. That's a bad
a
bad matchup for OKC.
Like you? It don't matter. They ain't no baby. Who cares? The Mavericks get there. That's what you need to be worried about is Dirk.
Dirty Dirk.
Matt,
go ahead, Chef.
I got one question for you. When your Knickerbockers don't get in the playoffs, what you want me to send you? A rope or some duct tape?
Send me a fishing rod because we going fishing. Street. I'm going right there down there to Lake Erie. And I'm throwing my ride out.
Oh, man. You going to play with that Lake Erie monster, huh? Man?
Let me give you a question before we let you go. You've been watching all the games. Which game was – this is the street question of the night. Which game of this year's tournament was the most exciting to you?
I'm going to be all the way honest, and I was surprised at T-Row's answer. The most exciting game, period, has been Dayton, Ohio State. Because it started off something – they continue all through the playoffs. It showed a lot that has happened. The unknowing. You see what I'm saying? Like, this year has been very exciting to the sports world. I don't care about if your favorite team, Florida or Michigan State or even Kentucky, because then no Kentucky fan, I absolutely believe that Kentucky would be this far. But let's be honest, man. It showed something that has happened repeatedly. So I have to say Dayton and Ohio State. And I'm going to be so honest, other than this game tonight, this is the only game, that is the only game I have watched. Like, a lot of these games I have not even watched. I've seen the previews or the highlights. And I'm just being all the way honest. I haven't had no time. But that Dayton and Ohio State game, I watched that game fully. And tonight game. Like, I haven't watched no other game.
Absolutely.
So I'm just
saying.
Yeah,
you have it. It started off.
It's the grand finale of the night. So when the history repeats itself, in 2000, what we're watching right now, we're watching something that was told in 2011 that UConn wouldn't even be this far. Let's be honest. There was a storyline, like, who knew that they could actually make it that far? So can we honestly say, as UConn pop in Florida in the semi-beginning of the year, that they have more than a leverage over this exciting game?
Yeah. Yep.
I agree. Absolutely. That's why they call it March Madness.
And before I end this, El Boogie, I had a talk with you Saturday. And to be honest with you, I was going to take Kentucky just off the strength of Calipari. Like, Coach, come on, man. Like, we know what type of winner he is. But guess what, though? Just because you got the brains don't mean the player's going to play like them. So I went with the one dog, Nate Pierce. Listen, I believe that the game was going to be close the first half. But this second half, what we about to witness, this game about to get out of control. And I'm going to tell y'all why. Speed, controlling the tempo. When you can do that and make shots, when you can do them three, you can't be beat. You only can beat yourself. Man, I love y'all. I'm going to be tuning in Friday. Vegas going to be cashing out tonight. And I just want to let y'all know, man, I'm going to continue telling a friend. You see how quick when I jump online, you see how my snitches just chirped Joel and G that quick? You see, he just came out of nowhere and blessed us with 5 seconds of, man, I don't know what to call it. But I love y'all. I'm going to keep inspiring, and I'm going to keep looking for y'all as my way, man. Love y'all. That's all I need to be said.
No doubt. When we come back in the asylum, We're going to get with D-Mac. I see you, D-Mac. And we got some more people chiming in. Man, special shout-out to Global Network One for working with us. And also, I want to give a special shout-out to No Strings Attached Magazine. You know what I mean? Because I want to say this. They have some entertainment news inside the magazine, and it's also on the net, and it will have a sports section. You know what I mean? Speared by your boy L Boogie. So we about to go to this commercial. When we come back, we're going to holler at D-Mac, get a score check. I think it's about halftime. I'm looking at your faces, Ro. And we done made our way up to Jerry's World. Let's go.
Man, quick shout out to my mama, man. Mama listening, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate the pictures, mama. You know where I go. We'll be right back, y'all. Hang on.
Ready, JT?
I can't wait till I get you on the floor, good looking. Hey, going hot, so hot, just like an oven. And I'll burn myself, I just had to touch it. But it's so fine, and it's all mine. Hey, baby, we don't mind all the watching. Hi, cause if it's dirty close, real close, then my nerves.
DJ at Low.
As long as I got my suit and tie, I'ma leave it all on the floor tonight. And it got fixed up too tonight. I'm gonna show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white, and you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the air tonight. Let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things. Show you a few things. Let me get a good look at it. Ooh, so thick. Now I know what it calls it, a fatty. And oh, shit, so sick. Got a hit and picked up a habit. That's alright. You're all mine. Oh, go on, show them who you call daddy. I guess they're just my cause, girl, they wish they had it. You're a classic, and you're all mine tonight. And as long as I got my suit and tie, I'ma leave it all on the floor tonight. And you got fixed up too tonight. Gonna show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white, and you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the air tonight. Let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things.
Get out your seat, Hov.
All black at the white show. White shoes at the black show. Green car for the Cuban links. Y'all sit back and enjoy the light show. Nothing exceeds like a set. South guy, gal from having the best of the best. Is this what it's all about? I'm at the rest. The front, my rent, serving the guests. Years of stress, tears on the dress. Try to hide a face with the makeup sex. This is trouble season. Time for tuxedos for no reason.
Yeah.
All saints for my angel.
Yeah.
Alexander Wang too.
Yeah.
Ass tight denim and some dunks. I show you how to do this, young. No papers, catch papers, get high. Out Vegas, Tuesdays on doubles, ain't looking for trouble. You just got good genes, so a nigga tryna cuff you. Tell your mother that I love her, cause I love you. Tell your father we go father as a couple. They ain't lose a daughter, got a son. I show you how to do this, huh?
As long as I got my suit and tie, I'ma leave it all on the floor tonight. Baby got fixed up tonight. Let me show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white, and you
dressed in that dress I like. Love this sweet in the head tonight. Let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things.
That's, you know, for the winner tonight. I know you're going to be in your suit and tie. You know what I mean? Oh! Because I know I am. The after party. And after the party, it's the hotel lobby. We're going to keep it sports. You back tuning in live to the Streets of Talk, a sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. We giving to you sports from a street perspective. Man, and it's a great night. We the only thing hopping. Us and the men's championship tonight. We the only thing hopping. We hot. 347-855-8896. Shoot us an email. The Streets is Talking at gmail.com. Facebook us. The Streets is Talking. You already know. But we ain't going to be male chauvinists. We got a great game coming up tomorrow night, too. Notre Dame and UConn. Both teams are 37 and 36-0, respectively. And, Ro, this might be, not a good question to ask, but who do you got?
Hell, Boogie, you know who I got. Man, I got to go with them Huskies, man. I love the way Notre Dame has put everything together, you know, after having a spectacular run the last two seasons with Skylar Diggins. But this team is different. And I know they're going to put up a good fight. But UConn girls are just amazing, man. Coach Oriyama over there, man. Oriyama, man, look, that's one dude that know how to coach. I wish he would just take his talents from the women's side to the men's side. But, you know, I'll take it with what he's done with the women, man. It's just big to have your men's team and your women's team representing basketball for the championship for your school. That's just big, Hell Boogie. You know, you can have two parades in one. Come on, man. You cut that out, dog.
This is all I'm going to say. I wish I was doing, like, open mic or if I was rapping. I'm just going to say UConn and drop the mic. Boo.
Yeah, you better. I mean, it only makes sense. What you think, Joel?
Oh, man, hands down UConn, without a question, all the way around the board, men's and women. You know what I mean? We're going to have a double parade back at the University of Connecticut, man.
Stores, Connecticut, huh? Now, Joel, yeah. Now that we got you here, and you being from, you know what I'm saying, the county of Los Angeles, and we had a issue about, you know, DeSean Jackson. And I know you've been listening, and you have snitches in the street, and partial reason why he was let go was because he was gang-affiliated. And we're just asking you, do you think that you should cut friends like that off and just be kind of like in a bubble from everybody and don't have no affiliation to these family and friend members, even though they chose a different path?
You know, in a perfect world or a bias or even a discriminatory world, yeah, that would be right. But you know what I'm saying? It comes a point in time where you accomplish many things, man. You got to reach out and try to show these brothers a different way, you know. Now, there's no proven fact of what his relationship was with these people that, you know, are living a different lifestyle, but I think he have a positive impact on them. I don't think he's trying to go backwards, but, yeah, he has to, you know, keep in touch with his roots, where he came from. That's what made him who he is. You know what I mean? We got some other players, you know what I mean, that got come from a certain background. And I ain't going to really do no talking because I don't snitch, but it – you know, there's plenty of brothers that got all type of backgrounds, man. They just made it. So, nah, I don't think he was right. I don't think he was fair. You know, maybe he could have had some sort of sit down with the coach to, you know, try to correct his actions. And he came with the goal action plan, let him know what he was doing with these individuals. So I think it was a little hasty. The decision was made too quickly.
Think that the situation with DeSean Jackson was this. He wanted to be paid like a number one, but he's not a number one. In my eyes, T-Rose says he a number one. Joel, do you think that DeSean Jackson is the number one receiver in the NFL? Do you think he should be getting number one money?
I agree. Yes, he should be. Maybe that is part of the problem, you know, as far as, you know, what he felt he was worth. And like you're saying, there was some other discrepancies behind closed doors that probably led to his termination. Well, I'm merely basing my comments off the facts. You know what I mean? So.
Right, of the affiliation situation, I understand. That's two different questions.
He's a great player. He deserves every dollar he asked for, yeah. I believe that. And if they had a problem with a man wanting to get paid, that's a whole other category of what's wrong with what's going on around these in our country.
Let me ask you another question, Joel. You've been having your ear to the street. The situation with Kobe Bryant. Where do you see your team now in the years to come with Kobe Bryant about to be put on the shelf after 2 years?
You know, it's going to be a lot of great players available. And I think when they come in, if it's after Kobe or during, he's going to do some great mentoring. And, you know, my organization will always prevail, man, because we got money, man. It's Hollywood, man. You know what I mean? We got to produce Showtime. That's like saying movies going to stop being made in Hollywood. It's not happening, man. You know what I mean? We put out a sequel that wasn't no good, but I bet you we come back with another action-packed number one thriller. So don't worry about Los Angeles. We're going to be all right, Kobe or no Kobe. This is L.A. on mine. We've been doing it before Kobe, and we're going to do it with Kobe and after him.
Speaking like a true, true L.A. Laker fan, I tell you, regardless, the show must go on. Jack's still going to be sitting there until he can't do it no more. That's what you're telling me.
Oh, yeah, man. They're going to be pushing Jack up in a wheelchair, man. Don't worry about it, man.
Haven't had you on the show in a minute.
Oh, yeah,
I know you're a big Michael Vick fan. What do you think about him landing in New York with the Jets?
No, I like that style of football. He's going to be all right, man. He's going to be everything that they thought Sanchez was going to be and more. And he's going to do great, man. He's going to do great. I'm happy for the brother.
Switching over to something different, golf. Your boy Tiger Woods, he's going to be on the shelf for a couple months. Do you think he has a chance of winning another major in 2015? I'm not even going to say in 14 because who knows when he's going to come back. But next year, do you think he's going to win another major?
Oh, most definitely. You know, Tiger has a very high expectation and, you know, a very, very vigorous workout regimen, man. So I think he'll come out fine, you know what I mean, back on top, man, especially with that rest, you know, the rehab. He's going to come out real healthy, man, and, you know, swinging that club.
Man, we had to get Joel's points, man. We haven't heard him in a while. But let's get back into the asylum. Yo, we missed him last week. He's always listening. You know what I mean? But we couldn't get him on the air. You know, we was doing a lot. Man, my brother, the one and only, the infamous D-Mac. What the deal, sir?
What's up, baby? How y'all doing tonight, man? Show is great.
Oh, man, doing pretty good. Let's get right at it. Who you got tonight?
For sure. I'm rolling with UConn, baby. I'm rolling with UConn, man.
UConn.
I'm a lot like the chef, though, man. This is actually my second, like, full game I actually sat down and watching from beginning to end since the tournament started. The very first game I watched was the Dayton and the Ohio State, and this is actually the second full game I'm watching. Everything else been here and there, or the second half and the first half. But I'm rolling with UConn. The young boys, the freshmen from Kentucky, they definitely playing hard. They getting it together. They came out a little nervous at first, but they rocking and rolling right now. They getting their confidence. They trying to get their little swag. But I don't know, man. I think the veteran players, the older players for UConn, is gonna pull it out.
Wow. You're over under. How many points will be scored? Over 60? Or excuse me, over 70 or under 70?
Under 70. It's 37-34 right now. Both teams is gonna be clamping down on the defensive end, so it's definitely gonna be under 70.
What are your thoughts about the situation, the Twitter beef between Josh Gordon and Kyrie Irving?
Said it earlier, L Boogie, man. Kyrie, man, is a crybaby gangster, man. You know what I'm saying? First off, man, and I've been listening to everybody tonight on the show, man. And I listen to you, Boogie, man. Only thing Josh Gordon did was what Skip Bayless and old girl asked him. They asked him a question. He never at one time downed Kyrie Irving. He never talked bad about Kyrie Irving. All he said, L Boogie, was, hey, it's two alpha males. They both are superstars. They just need to sit down and get it together. And, of course, Deion Waiters is his boy. He said that they're in the same apartment building. They kicked it or whatever. But I'll tell you this, Kyrie need to stay in his lane. He done already got smacked up by your man Deion Waiters. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely out of Josh Gordon league. You know what I'm saying? Them is two dudes that you look at and be like, damn, man. You know what I'm saying? The little suburb boy Kyrie Irving, little Duke graduate, need to fall back from messing with these two dudes, man. To me, he shouldn't have said nothing. Josh Gordon went on first take and got asked a question. And he answered it, and he didn't put Kyrie out there at all.
Great point there. What do you think about the situation in Indiana?
Oh, my God, I've been waiting to talk about that, Boogie. Man. Indiana was my team to, you know, knock the heat off, man. You know what I'm saying? But as of right now, I don't see it happening, man. I don't see nobody in the East giving LeBron James and the squad, man, in Miami no type of competition whatsoever, man. I see them making it back to the finals, and I hate it. I hate it. You know what I'm saying? Right now, the Pacers is looking like garbage, man. NBGs, man, nothing but garbage, man. That's what they looking like right now. You know what I'm saying? So now, in order for LeBron James to get knocked off his throne, I need somebody in the West to handle their business, because I don't see nobody in the East making it through these guys at all.
Do you think Kevin Durant and company or San Antonio have what it takes to dethrone the two-time champion?
I think OKC has it. I don't think San Antonio has it. By LeBron James and them getting over that hump and smelling that glory and, you know, winning back-to-back and, you know, they know what it takes to beat San Antonio. You know what I'm saying? LeBron's not a rookie in this game no more. He's a vet. You know what I'm saying? But my team coming out of the West, man, is the Clippers, man. Is that another team from L.A., man? You know what I'm saying? Doc Rivers, Chris Paul, Blake and those guys, those role players. They went and got some more key players. You know what I'm saying? I'm rolling with the Clippers, man. And to be thrown LeBron James, his horseman, let me throw.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
I think Chris Paul, Doc Rivers been there, Blake Griffin, I think they got what it takes to beat Miami. And it needs to be another team in L.A. Since y'all been saying, like, you know, Kobe on the end, y'all been telling me, I've been listening, you know, L.A. is, you know, they in a rebuilding stage, even though Kobe signed 2 more years. Okay, then, guess what? I'm about to jump on this Clippers bandwagon, baby.
Well, I hate to clip your wing.
I'm staying Hollywood, baby. I'm staying Hollywood, baby.
We'll see. It all depends on how Blake Griffin comes to the party. If he's going to be B.O.B.
or basketball. He's coming. You've been watching him. You and T been watching him. Blake been doing his thing.
Exactly.
Chris Paul been doing his thing. Y'all watching.
Exactly. I have been watching. And I've been watching for years since he's been in the league. And every time it comes close to the playoffs, wow, it's a bad injury that prevents him from being great. We'll see if it happens this year. I tell you that. So, but before we let you go, D-Mac, I got to ask you one more question.
Yes,
before
sir.
We let you get out of here. You got Tiger Woods. He's not in the Masters this year because due to back surgery. What do you think in 2015? Will you think he have his mojo back? Will he get a Masters? Will he get his fifth Masters in 2015? Will he get another major in 2015?
Since we're gonna end on this note, L Book, in the last couple of weeks, I've been chiming in. You know, I've been putting something out there in the air for everybody to think about, man. And I'm about to end it on this note. Right now, golf is about to drop. A lot of people watch golf because of Tiger Woods. You know what I'm saying? But I'm having a big problem right now, L Boogie and T, with the simple fact is, why is it Tiger Woods is the only black player on the PGA Tour? I have a problem with that, L Boogie. You know what I'm saying? The streets been talking. Cats in the barbershop been talking. Why is it that in the 70s and 80s, a lot of black players was trying to get on the PGA Tour, and they was closing the door in their face? You know what I'm saying? Why is it that Tiger Woods is the only black player that we have? And he don't even consider himself black, L Boogie. You know what I'm saying? He dated white girls. You know what I'm saying? He don't claim that he's black. He's Asian, but whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? But in the white people's eyes, in our eyes, dude, your dad is black, you're black. You know what I'm saying? So golf is definitely going to drop off, man. And ever since the whole cheating scandal and everything with Tiger, man, it's been a rough road for him. I know, you know, you look at numbers and stuff, he was still number one. He was making his money and everything. But he truly needed his back surgery. You know what I'm saying? He's not getting no older. He needs to lose a couple pounds. You know what I'm saying? But I will tell you this, Tiger Woods is like a Michael Jordan. Like a Kobe Bryant, like a LeBron James, you know what I'm saying? Some people is just born with greatness, you know what I'm saying? And he's one of them. So, you know, he's going to finally rest his body, sit back, get healthy, and, you know, try to go for these records. Right now, he's got his money, L Boogie, so everything with Tiger is, can he break the records? You know what I'm saying? So right now with him, it's about getting his body healthy and seeing if he can break these records. But we need some more black men, some more black athletes on this PGA Tour, man. It's time to break that barrier, bro. I love y'all. One.
Wow. There you have it. Joel, do you have anything to say about that last part D-Mac put in?
L Boogie, we was having some technical difficulties down here in the studio, man. We kind of like in the middle of a dust storm down here. We was having some interference, so I can't really fully comment as to.
So I'm a comment on it, and I'm gonna say this, D-Mac, I agree.
Yes, sir.
But it's up to us to point our kids in different directions. And just think, now more black kids are going to non-traditional sports because of injuries and concussions. They're going to soccer. You'll see more going into golf, more into tennis. But let's be honest, you don't have the funding to give kids golf lessons in the inner city to play golf. When they build gyms, they build gymnasiums to have basketball courts in them. They don't build them to
We have players out here, you know, Boogie, that go to the Stanfords, that go to the LSUs, that go to these other colleges. I mean, what is it that they have to do to get on tour? You know what I'm saying? That's just like us right now. If we was in Arizona, I bet you can't take me to a prestige golf course when we go. You know, go do 18-9 holes, they might not even let us in, bro.
Yes, they will. Yes, they will.
Okay.
Yeah, listen, because we've been at them.
Yes, they will.
Listen to this. You know, we've been at them. And I'll say this. It's on the individual. They can't turn you around now. They can't.
Some of them still do, Air Boogie. Some of them still do.
You have to have, listen, if you can get into the Masters, the prestigious golf course in the world, Augusta, Georgia, that means that you can get membership in any golf course in America as far as being on the tour.
So why don't we have
being on
more
the tour.
Black, so why don't we have more Afro-American males on the tour?
I just told
why?
You. I just told you.
You said it's because of him.
There's no listen. There's no city funding for urban kids to take golf lessons. There's not much of a demand of it.
And what is the Asians and the Caucasians doing different that we need to do?
Private lessons. Money. They have private lessons.
I'm putting your nephew in it because I do agree with you. You know what I'm saying? His mom wanted to play football, and I agree with you. I'm like, no. I'm like, man, my son's 6 years old, about to be 6 years old. I don't want him to play football. You know what I'm saying? I want him to stick to soccer, baseball, not so much of a physical sport now where, you know, where it's going. But, you know, I'm going to do what I need to do to – get that golf underneath my son at a young age. You know what I'm saying? And if I got to do it and take that on my own as a father and get those personal classes, that's what I'm going to do. But I want to see more black people in tennis and in golf, man. I love you, Friday.
Man.
I'm on, baby.
No
I'm
doubt.
Chime in on
and
that,
don't forget, D-Mac. Tell a girlfriend. Jewel, give us your thought
you.
As we're going into commercial.
Well, you know, it's an opportunity is there, man. It's just up to us and the people to apply ourselves to those diverse sports. You know, it costs the same to play on an AAU team as well to get a, you know, personal basketball trainer to teach our kids to get the fundamentals. So it's just, you know, utilizing and going down these different roads. It's just, the cost is the same. We don't have to. We don't need a handout. We don't need a welfare golf league or tennis lessons. We just need to apply ourselves. The cost is not that different. LeBron's cost down there $300, so I'm quite sure these parents can afford golf lessons, brother.
Yes, sir.
Streets! 347-855-8896. When we come back, we're going to give our closing thoughts and get somebody else coming into the asylum as usual. What's up? Peace out to heaven, no youth, man. I'm about to go up in Jerry's World. I told y'all I was going to catch the last of it. The best.
Heavily influenced by niggas that ain't got nothing. And these hoes don't want no square, they want a nigga that's hustling. Even though squares be having just as much paper than niggas hustling. But it's me she loving, cause I'm heckin' known and I'm hella famous on my soil. You can find me in front of my mama's house with a bottle of Crown Royal. Whatever. With my car parked in the grass, smoking a cross blunt. Light it from three ends and it burns down to one. Nickerish, everybody know my name, I'm having a little bit of change. Known for serving both emos, know than the X gang. Train to go, dread braided like Little Wayne. Keep a hammer in my food of the looms, or should I say Hanes?
I'm a street nigga, not a street nigga. Street knows love me, but I ain't a sweet nigga.
Street nigga.
I'm a street nigga, street been a weak nigga.
Street
I'm louder than they come, but concrete nigga.
Concrete
I'm nigga. A street nigga,
street
I'm a street nigga.
Street
bring
nigga.
It to your front door when I beat
when
with
I
you.
Beef
I'm with a street
you.
Nigga,
street
I'm a street
I'm
nigga.
A street
you
nigga.
Ain't out here in the streets, I can't eat
I
with
can't
you.
When me and the dope gang first walk down the aisle,
down
the one thing I vowed to do was to keep Ann Hill Buck finding my lawyer on speed. Cause some of these police be trigger happy, lights it up like a lamp.
Lamp.
Just like they did DJ Henry and Oscar Grant.
I fucked with elegant bros,
and I fucked with traps.
Traps.
Video victims and hood hoes from different camps.
Yeah.
From a seed to a weed plant to an elbow. Keyed on my way back from the little stuff. Just seeing hot pairs shoot hypodermic needles between their toes.
Toe.
Functional coke to keep a job and powder they know. Selling
no.
Chickens and turkey wings, quarters, halves, and hoes. Plotting on jewelry hanging out at the rap shop.
I'm a street nigga, not a street nigga.
Street
he knows love me, but I ain't a sweet nigga.
Street
I'm
nigga.
A street nigga, never
street
been a weak nigga.
Street
I'm louder than they come, but concrete nigga.
Concrete
I'm nigga. A street nigga.
Street
I'm a street nigga.
Street
bring it to your front door when I beat with
when
you.
I beat
I'm a street nigga.
Street
I'm a street nigga.
I'm a street
you
nigga.
Ain't out here in the streets, I can't eat
I
with
can't
you.
I'm trying to make more money on the than a lot of y'all do on purpose.
Purpose.
Your squad is a couple of clowns short of a circus.
Circus.
My squad,
squad.
We golden and polished just like a
turkey.
Circus. Bro, bro. 30R6 with kaleidoscope. Vision precision, no competition. Fuck with OGs and them young sisters don't listen.
Listen.
Put trees in them keys and them dropping them intermission.
Go any soil I want, any hood, don't need permission.
Don't need permission. Nigga, not a rap nigga, this the soundtrack of my life.
Life.
Hood figure, not a bitch nigga, a fixture, roll the dice.
Dice.
Truck full of kiss niggas in my whip and Harley bikes. Play a fixture for false, my folks will cut off your life.
I'm a street nigga, not a street nigga.
Street
nigga. You know love me, but I ain't a sweet nigga.
Street nigga.
I'm a street nigga, never
street
been a weak nigga.
Street
I'm louder than they come, but concrete nigga.
Concrete
I'm a street nigga.
Street
I'm a street nigga.
Street
bring
nigga.
It to your front door when I beat with
when
you.
Beef.
I'm a street nigga.
Street
I'm a street nigga.
I'm a street
you ain't out here in the streets, I can't eat
I
with
can't
you.
I can't eat with you.
Some of that funk, man. That was some L.A. funk right there. I think that was for Juelz the G. That was that L.A. funk right there. Man, we back in the streets. No doubt. We back in the streets. The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop from a street perspective. 347-855-8896. We want to give a shout-out, man, to Global Network One getting us going down there in, you know what I'm saying, in Georgia. You know what I mean? Special shout-out to No Strings Attached Magazine. Want to give them a shout-out. You know what I mean? Tamaria, how are you? Man, I want to give her a shout-out. Put me together. I get a chance to, you know, do a little sports section inside the magazine, man. So check that out. You can also get at it on the net. Man, we about to get back into the asylum. You know what I mean? Get back to the asylum. Man, he's one of the co-hosts of the sports talk show that airs every Sunday, 4 to 2 p.m. Eastern time. He's known as the OG scorekeeper, and he represents Heaven O.U. You know, what the deal, OG?
Heaven O, what's really happening, praise the Lord. Man, I'm the producer, man. You know that.
And the producer. I'm sorry. The producer of the show.
Yes.
He's not one of the co-hosts. He's the producer of the show.
Yes, baby. You know what it is.
Oh,
what's up, Duell?
Oh, man. Everything is blessed down this way, man.
All right, T-Row. What's going on, man? L Boogie, what's happening?
You know what it is. Man. It's Monday, baby. We're in the street.
Hey, man, this game is what's happening. This game. I got the winner.
You
gotta
pick somebody.
Baby.
Don't tell me you're going with the team that wins. I don't want to hear
the winner.
I gotta get it.
I'm going with you. I'm gonna go with that guard play, UConn. I'm gonna go with them guards, man.
You go wrong, Matt. Come on,
I'm
man. Pick a team
guards.
And don't say the blue team.
Oh, I'm gonna go on with them guards of UConn.
Oh, okay. I like that.
I'm gonna go with the guards. You know, go with that guard play. Watch them cut. You know, I like Kevin Ollie. He kind of reminds me of a guy that I know back home that I've been knowing since I was little, this guy I know named Boo Meek. He kind of reminds me of him in the coaching style and everything. So I'm going to go. And then the team kind of reminds me of us. You know what I'm saying? It kind of reminds me of us with the guard play and the guard. But this guy for Kentucky just dunked on about five guys for Connecticut, man. So it's on and popping. This is a great national championship, man. It's on and popping. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to go to Connecticut, man.
Now, let me ask you this, OG.
Hey, but
what do you
one
think
thing
about
sure,
the
though,
Twitter?
I'm listening.
What do you think about the Twitter beef between Josh Gordon and Kyrie Irving?
Man, it's just a Twitter beef. I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, both of them need to stay in their lanes. You know what I'm saying? It's like they're beefing with each other because of what, though? You see what I'm saying? So now you got two guys in two professional sports in Cleveland, Ohio. All they really doing is making it look like how Cleveland is. You see what I'm saying? All they really doing is making us sit back and realize why we left Cleveland. Two cats beefing with each other, and it's like, for what? You guys millionaires, man. You know, you both need to stay in your lane. Deion Waiters, and if Deion Waiters and Kyrie can't get along, then move one of them guys, and you guys keep it moving. Like, all this stuff is with these guys is working for businesses, man, and they bringing street stuff into something that's the million-dollar corporations, you know what I'm saying? So they trying to bring street stuff in it. Everybody that's from the street don't have the mentality, you know what I'm saying, to be able to handle things in the right way. You feel what I'm saying? Just because Josh, you know, and Kyrie is in the NBA, what about the people around them? What if one of them cats around Josh do something stupid or do something silly? You know what I'm saying? And then you got something else. So all in all, man, these cats beefing about what? Both of these cats millionaires, man. Like, you know, like one somebody called the show. You know, Josh was just answering a question. That's it. Other than that, keep it moving. It shouldn't be no beef about nothing, man. Simple as that. They feed right into everything that the media, you know, they feed right into everything, man. They beefing with each other. For what?
The Indiana Pacers.
The
Indiana Pacers. They losing pace right now. And they're losing, a chance to win home court advantage throughout the playoffs. What do you think about that boat? Is it sinking? And let me ask you this. If Frank Vogel doesn't make it at least to the Eastern Conference Championship and lose to the Heat, do you think his job is in jeopardy? Is his seat getting hot?
I'm going to answer the first question first. It's not sinking. I mean, they are who we thought they were. I mean, them five guys sat down at the beginning of the year and said that they felt like they could have beat Miami last year. Okay, so here we go. After that, you done added two more people and then and took one of your key pieces away that was like, you know, kept the locker room, you know what I'm saying, and things of that sort. You sent him away, then added two more pieces that it was going to take some time to really kind of fit these guys in, and you know what I'm saying? And you got these guys during the season. So you added two more pieces, but you had already said you can beat these guys. You know what I'm saying? So the Indiana Pacers, they just the Portland Trailblazers when they had Drexler and them and had all them guys, and everybody said they was going to beat Mike now. They had all them players, man, they was 8-9 deep, whatever the case may be. And they still couldn't beat Mike now. That's the same thing with the Indiana Pacers. They can beat. They the Indiana Trailblazers, man. They can have all them players, but as you can see, they got no stability.
Straight.
You know, Roy Hibbert, they don't got no backbone. I mean, David West, we know he's a tough guy and things of that sort, but they don't get no point guard play. You know, George Hill, he's not going to cut it, man. He's just not going to cut it, man. So they don't even have the stability and everything. You can see that on the outside looking in. You can see them cats. And you only as strong as your weakest link. I mean, come on, man. For Roy Hibbert to come out and say something about his team like that, come on, man. Them cats ain't even strong like that.
Great points. Before we let you go, street question of the night, OG. I know you've been
hold
watching
on,
the
before
games.
You answer that question. Hold on before you answer that question. To me,
come on,
it looked like Roy Hibbert. It looked like Roy Hibbert looked like he was on dope last night. You
right,
see how droopy his
come
eyes
on,
was
man.
When he was just sitting on the sideline with that
right.
towel on his head, man. I'm telling
right.
you, it was something wrong with it, man. It's just that I don't think he wanted to be in the game. Went over
right.
five, no points, no rebounds.
Right.
Come on, man.
And we all shoot,
yeah,
and we all
wrong.
Play basketball, and we all know, man. You know who you want to be back-to-back in the trenches with, and you know who you can be back-to-back in the trenches with. We can see these cats, man. You see how them cats are, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you can get David West his props because we know he's a tough guy and things of that sort. But after that, then what? After that, then what, man? You know what I'm saying? So they got an RET, man. Lance Stevenson, you can go either way with this guy. You don't know what this guy going to do. You know what I'm saying? You might see him on a reality show. You never know. You know what I'm saying? He might be on a reality show with Girly. You know, you never know, man. So you got to, you know, that fame, something else, man.
Real.
Once you get that fame, it's how you able to handle it and be able to still maintain who you are. You know what I'm saying? Come on, Paul George. You know what I'm saying? Step your game up, nigga. You talked all that shit, nigga. Get live.
There you have it. OG, the producer of the sports officials. We appreciate you calling
night,
in.
Though, the street question of the night. His job ain't so much in jeopardy because Bird pretty much know. You know what I'm saying? Bird know what type of players he have and everything like that. So Bird pretty much know. You know, he going to pump them guys up as much as he can to try to get them as much confidence he can to beat LeBron and them. But at the end of the day, you know, LeBron is this NBA's Michael Jordan, you know what I'm saying? In the same way he played against Michael Jordan, he know how hard it was to beat them cats like that. So, Bird, no. His job not in jeopardy.
There you
cool.
have it. Man, a.k.a. International Broadway. We appreciate you on the show. And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Hey, man, y'all too, man. Y'all have a good evening. You have a good evening, Joel, the G, T-Row. You know, I say, Boogie, have a safe trip back. Have a safe trip back, Boogie, back to AZ, nigga. Have a safe trip.
Oh,
be good
man.
Down in Dallas. And remember one thing down in Dallas, man, you know, make sure you tell them cowboy, keep your cowboy boots on, man. You know what I'm saying? Stay away from them sled stylers.
No question. And if you look on the Facebook page, man, I got on a 10-gallon. A 10-gallon cowboy hat, and you know what I mean? To shout out to T-Row and them, so, you know what I mean?
Watch your step down there, too, man.
No doubt, because they do it big in Texas.
We're big in Texas, baby, and they carry them pistols, baby.
No doubt. Hey, yo, Ro, any shout-outs before we get out of here?
Man, you know what it is, man. Once again, man, shout-out to you know, birthday shout out to my son yesterday and to my sister-in-law today, man. You know, everybody enjoy their day, man. Big ups to Jewel, to G, and, you know, studio guest Bluesy Doozy. You know, we're gonna turn up Friday. We got some more information to talk about. Man, I can't wait. NBA coming down to the playoffs. Ooh-wee, 420 is coming. That's Good Friday. I can't wait, boys. Get close. You know what it is, man. Big up to Team Legacy, man. They got it in to another championship down the way. You know.
Because if you ain't first, you're last. So, you know. And, Ro, street question of the night also was, what's my favorite,
which was my favorite game of the season, and I must say it hasn't even been played yet. It's by the great Luther Vandross, One Shiny Moment. That'd be the best. At the end of the night, when they do the One Shiny Moment with Luther Vandross singing in the background, oh, man. That's the best right there.
You get
chills, man. You're a ball player. You remember that type of thing. But I just want to give a shout out once again to No Strings Attached. You know what I mean? Appreciate you. I want to give a shout out to all the callers that called in. D-Mag, Chef, OG, the sport. You know what I'm saying? The sports official. Global Network One. 365 Live. Oh, man, we getting big out here. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girls. And in the streets, those who talk don't know. Those who know don't talk. It's the Streets of Talking Sports Talk Show. We'll get back with you in the yard Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Let's go, Ro.
Hey!
Joel's got something to say before we get out this muck.
Well, let me know, Joel.
Oh, yeah, man. I just want to let everybody know out there, man, you know what I'm saying, when they make it and blow up in the corporate world or, you know what I'm saying, inspired to become a big top host radio show, man, host, you know, don't forget about your Chuck Taylors, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a damn if you're wearing Armani $3,000 suits, man. Don't forget about your Chucks, man, where you came from, the roots that made you, man. You know what I mean? I just want to keep that real stuff around. I'm going to tell Biggie what's hot and what's bouncing. Them lowriders on Crenshaw, man. You know what I'm saying? L.A. everywhere. We got Kevin Ollie in the house about to win in L.A. in the house, man. We going big, man.
Yeah, nigga. Hey, but people, my nigga, fuck, dude. Get them back.
I got keys coming from overseas. Cost a nigga 200 G's. I'm a street commando, Nino, for example. This lavish lifestyle is hard to handle. So I got the flaws, cause I'm more like a boss player. Thug bred to be a woman layer. So many player haters imitate a steady swangin'. Make me wanna start bang bangin'. So I'm caught up in the game. Dress code change. Packin' 40 glocks to tame or rearrange. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sippin' on Remay and running back lacks the Chevys on the roam. 96 big body sitting on chrome. As we head up out the zone, stone facing the zone. You can admire, but don't look too long. I'm living a dream with triple B's in my pocket bulging. It's hard to imagine. Picture me rolling.